De Zabo and Ken Boy, the last two winners of this contest. No match for Allo, who has stepped up to 3 miles in the Ladbroke Crunchestown Gold Cup, stepped up to 3 miles and conquered it as well. It is Allo for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend who won it.
The Irish Gold Cup at Punchestown last month, a golden age for Irish horse racing, it would seem. Today, a report commissioned by Horse Racing Ireland has put the value of the sector to the economy here at €2.4 billion. That's up 34% since 2016. Horse racing continues, though, to be subsidised by the taxpayer to the tune of more than €70 million a year, with much of this going towards prize money for races. The chief executive of Horse Racing Ireland, Suzanne Eade, joins us now. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. Suzanne.
Good afternoon and thanks for inviting me on.
So what are you reporting today about the economic health of horse racing here?
The report itself is demonstrating to the significance of racing and breeding to the rural economy. And I also would note that it is due as well to having a good support from government and having a centrally managed racing administration body here, and the fact that we are a semi-state is really good for bringing in inward investment into the economy. So, as you already mentioned, the sector is delivering close to $2.5 billion to the economy in direct and stimulated expenditure. The racing and breeding industries are supporting in excess of 30,000 direct and indirect jobs. And Ireland is home to more thoroughbreds than any other country on a per capita basis. The value of our bloodstock sales last year at public auctions was $538 million, which is the second highest in the world. There's also a huge local aspect of racing, where the 1.2 million racegoers are attending race courses across 17 counties, where we have home to 26 race courses, and that in itself is delivering $193 million. The really important thing about our industry is our dependence on foreign direct investment, which is over $550 million per annum.
So
that's a huge importance to us.
Given, Suzanne, it's robust good health, do you actually need this $70 million in taxpayers' money and government funding each year?
We are in a very competitive environment here in the racing and breeding industry. The stimulus that we receive from the funding from the government is essential. We could have a racing and breeding industry, but we certainly would be not operating at the global strength that we currently have. It is really because we have centrally managed racing industry with that history of strong government support that has kept us in this health. It's the stability that gives the confidence, and we are very lucky to have those international investors choosing Ireland over many other jurisdictions, and that's vital to us. The funding is vital.
A lot of this funding, is it $40 million, goes in prize money. That's where it ends up, and most of that ends up tax-free with some very wealthy individuals who are competing in Irish racing. Now, is that a good use of public funds?
I think when you look at the amount that our owners are investing into the country, so both domestic and international owners are investing almost $239 million in fees that are being paid to trainers who are creating employment in those rural areas. There's a huge trickle-down impact as well in terms of the prize money that gets distributed. And if you look at our fact book, what you'll see is actually there's quite a wide distribution among owners. But owners can choose to be in other countries, but they're coming to Ireland because a super welcome, a fantastic workforce here of people who are really skilled with vital experience. And the experience as well that they receive by being in Ireland is what keeps them here.
Okay.
Prize money is very important, and it's very important when we're competing with countries like France, Japan, the USA, Australia, all of whom have resources far in excess of what Ireland has.
Suzanne,
so it just shows you how important our ability, our strength, and our people are to make that,
very good.
Make them come to Ireland.
Suzanne, Chief Executive of Horse Racing Ireland, thank you very much for that.